Thank you, David, and to the other two speakers as well. Do we have any questions for anybody? Charles. Other questions or comments? Okay, Rob.
To David Gray, you mentioned numerous times EDLs in your various diagrams, what EDL types are you using?
Let's have the speakers come up here and answer through the microphone, and maybe even repeat the question for those in the back.
The question was, I mentioned that we are preserving EDLs in what format. At this time, the only EDLs that we're keeping are from SoundForge, and it's a text format that just shows, it would be great if I had a slide of it, that just has the name of the file, actually the complete path to the file at the time, the time in and the length, and any tag. You can name it whatever you want. It's about the simplest format I've ever seen. That's all we're keeping. We do have a few Dalit EDLs that are potentially kept, but we don't really care about them. They're XML, which is really, really nice, and there are a couple of other companies that also do XML. We also keep the playlists.
But as far as I know, that's the only way to get a DDS data drive to read an audio DAT and migrate it in faster than real time. Chris, do you have more information on that?
Yeah, there's a program called DAT Extract that's still available, and actually we've been conversing with the programmer on that, who's actually been adding functionality still, so he's in contact and still working on the program, and it's nice. I think, as Dave stated, you can get a lot of metadata from that stream as well. So that we've actually done setups like that that are working. They can be difficult, like all setups, but they're really good once you get them going.
This is a follow-up to that. That wave about a year ago, I tried to find that program online and was able to find it. So it might still be out there online from someone's website. I mean, you spend enough time on Google, maybe you'll be able to find it. I didn't really go that far with this, with looking into DDS drives, because I couldn't find any study comparing the integrity of ripped that case to, streaming out through AES into a computer. And if anyone has any information about that, I would really love to hear it. I don't know. Chris, do you know anything about that?
Yeah. Yeah, we've done some testing, and you'll find the same thing with all format. I mean, with like DV, you'll find the same thing as you will with DAT, which is that sometimes you get some unpredictable results. For the most part, we like it because it gives us all the error reporting and the metadata and stuff and the markers. But we have run into instances where you can get a better playback through AES. I mean, in the same way that sometimes you get a different output from AES than you do out of the analog outputs, which doesn't make sense. But so, yeah, you do run into that. But on the whole, it appears to have integrity.
Okay, thanks very much, everybody, for attending our session.